Went over to Jess's house.
Did you see all this?
Got new friends.
Oh, wow.
Is that where the box was, by the way?
Which what? I text her. I was like, he pretend mad, but I don't know if he's a little bit serious.
I said, I've tried very hard to make sure you don't make new friends, so you have to hang out with me.
Well, when I told Chick that I was hanging out with Caitlin, he said, "Oh, he was like, you need a friend.
You really do.
Yeah, you. This is exactly what you said.
Outside of the new pal.
Yeah. No, yep. He goes, you need something outside of. You said this outside of me, John, and the kids. That's what he said.
That's true.
you have quite a few of those friends. I mean, you have girls club
That I mean. Are we rolling?
Like new adult friends.
Right.
Yes.
And that's tough to do.
It is tough. Mm-hmm.
But when someone's 23.
You don't think they can.
Yeah. You just
don't think there's anything you have in common.
No. When I think I'm like this in that I don't feel like I'm 35. And I try to remember how I pictured people when I was 23 and they were in their 30s. And they just. Matt and Caitlin are very funny. Caitlin is the co-host of the
Jeff Vibbert podcast.
What? JeffVibbert.com?
Yeah.
JeffVibbert.com.
And they would just say things, and it was, I really, I was like,
you would
oh
notice that, yeah.
Yeah.
Is your observation, relationships are a lot different now? For 23-year-olds?
You mean like their relationship?
Yeah, how they talk.
You mean the
how they interact?
No,
because they're not getting. They are attached as people could be.
They're best friends,
but they're not in any hurry to get married.
No, they're not going
to
get married. They're not going to have children. Yeah, but you know what? That's the thing is that I'm always leery of people who are very, very openly adamant against kids. Because I mean, against anything, I don't care what
it
is.
At that young,
age. That's that. But you know what? I went in the house and I came back outside, and Matt and Caitlin are playing on the trampoline with Addie, like having the best time of their lives.
Yeah,
like just
exactly.
That's the thing is that I didn't
just
you know,
let it.
Yeah. No, that they're you know
not
yeah.
that they're going to change their mind, but they certainly you know.
No, I don't think they are. That's not what I'm saying. I just anybody that's so adamantly against something, I assume that they just dislike all of it. They don't. They were very kind and polite to.
I tell you,
a
rule I use is that people and dogs. I didn't have a dog for the longest time in my life. I always secretly wanted a dog, but whoever I was involved with at the time.
Said no dogs.
All three had a hard and fast rule: no dogs. And
that's not true.
Then the third one, I guess. That's true. I kind of blacked that out, didn't I?
I guess.
What the hell was I thinking? Why did I get out of that marriage? No, I think Bill Murray said it, or Bill Murray's Twitter.
Oh sure.
He said, "Have you ever noticed that people, the dogs who don't like a certain person?" And they don't like dogs. They're shady.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be shady. Can we cut that part out? I forgot about it. I got Gibbs.
It's not a big deal.
Okay. Can we cut that part out, what I just said?
What about now? Can we go into this rabbit hole of things out?
I'm not really a big fan of dogs right now.
Why not?
You know why.
Oh.
Did you get bit?
Did you check my Twitter?
No, what happened? I've been off the social media.
Well,
It's real simple. My car has had a crack in it for, I don't know, Jeff. You've been in my car
for a little while.
Four or five months.
Yeah. I even got bit by a dog recently, and I still love dogs.
Because you're a good person. You're a good person, chick.
Darn right I am.
So I finally dropped my car off to get the windshield replaced. And because I thought this is a good time because we're doing this for a couple hours.
Jason had to sit in the back because... Miss Little Nora Jones.
Oh, that's
not Miss
great.
Little.
it's real great.
Nora Jones.
It's
that
little
shotgun.
Nora Jones. Yeah.
I'm sitting in the back like a prisoner, chick.
There's plenty of room in the back in the new Ford Escape, but Nora Jones's car seat is in the front, and I didn't want to have to unconnect it.
You're not supposed to put a baby's car seat in the front. Jeff.
Wait a
You're
minute.
Violating some sort of law.
I
turned her airbag off.
You need to have her facing.
that's true.
You need to have her facing rear in the back seat. That's what you need. When did that start with the babies?
When they started caring about kids.
I'm going to say,
what year was that?
I'm going to say Jenny, my first and oldest. We didn't do that with her, but I think with Griffin and Ellie we did.
Yeah, that was the 90s. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, for sure. No, I remember I don't think I had a car seat that buckled in. I had like a baby seat.
Right.
I think Jeff Vibbert's birthday gift is arriving right now. It's being put on the stew.
You're not getting it till
right
Friday's.
Here?
You're not getting it till Friday's podcast. I can tell you that, pal.
So ask him what it is.
I don't think he'll know. Hey, what is that? There he goes. This guy loves me.
I like his sideburns.
Check out those lamb chops.
Yeah.
Are you going to miss them?
Are you calling lamb chops?
Mutton chops.
Yeah.
Is that the lamb chops?
I got what you were saying.
Long sideburns.
You mean the Neil Young, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Nah, they weren't that Neil Young.
I'm searching for a heart of gold. I hate Neil Young.
I've always said Neil Young can write the hell out of a song. He's not that great of a performer. That's my personal opinion. Save your tweets.
No, I agree.
Save your emails and your tweets. What's the best thing you like about your new car?
Air conditioning?
Yeah. Without a doubt?
Hands down, yeah. I also like the fact that I can just walk up to it and pull the handle and it unlocks if the keys are on it.
Once you go that way, you can never go back.
Yep.
Because I'm used to like running to my car in the rain and struggling to find the key and put it in the hole. And
it's the worst to get a rental car. Let me tell you what the problem is, Jeff. It's when you have to get a rental car that's less than your car. It's a nightmare.
Ugh, I can't
tell
imagine
you that right now.
Really?
Good Lord.
I've been judging people so hard, though, and if I pull up into a parking spot.
We had lunch yesterday, and he walks up to me and goes, you see some of the shitty cars out there?
It's embarrassing. How can you drive around in that?
All right, let's get this going here.
Let's get this thing started. Let's get this party started.
Felt like an upbeat one.
This is Mike Doty. A guest on the old Off the Air podcast, episode number
170 something.
Yeah, somewhere in the later stages, the last days. Yes, you were. I was in an airport bookstore. This is from his latest album, right?
Stellar Motel.
Yeah, that's right. I'm Chick McGee. This is the Chick McGee Show. This is Chick McGee speaking. That's Jason Hofsetz running the controls. That's Jess Hooker writing something on a pad. That's Jeff Vibbert.
I'm not reading her stuff, whatever she's got, which is fine. None of my business.
Right.
It's one tiny piece of paper. Three different colored pens have written on that page.
It's different days. It's wherever I am. Like, I was in my car, and I was trying to write something down, and then I brought it inside because I didn't want to write down in the car. What is the guy who sang the, like, they said it was the sexiest music video ever?
Chris Isaacs.
And what's that song called?
Foolish Game.
Okay, thanks.
I used to like Chris Isaac very much. I mean, I still do. I just haven't heard anything recently.
He
just sang the national anthem with one of his guitar players.
No, I don't want to join Apple Music.
Kenny Dale. Foolish Game.
I don't think that's it.
Gain or Game?
I don't think that's
it. Yeah, that's it. Foolish Game.
That doesn't sound right.
Talking about love. Foolish Game.
Nope. See, he's wrong.
Oh, it's foolish. It?
Wicked Game.
Wah! Wicked Game. That's it. Oh, yeah.
Look at that guy.
Take off your shirt, Jeff.
He's gorgeous. Fall in love. Christensen. What is her name? Helena Christensen? The model that's in this video.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Oh, God, yes. Yes.
Chris is pretty good looking. I noticed that.
Oh, he's a gorgeous man, right? Isn't that what you said?
Beautiful man. He used to have a show on Showtime or HBO.
Oh, yeah, what was that?
I forget.
He's very funny. Very dry, very funny.
He was just at the Palladium within the last year.
Was he really? Yeah. Oh, I like him.
Give a brother a heads up next time.
Cold shower, man.
I didn't go.
Cold shower time for Jess.
No doubt. We were talking about cold showers prior to the podcast.
We were talking about the benefits of cold therapy in general, and I said, well, that's why I take cold showers. And I was like, well, actually, I take cold showers because I'm horny.
She's horny all the time. Needs a little of that D.
Slide whistle sound effect.
Do you guys, you know the monsters?
Which monsters?
The
ones I see in my head all the time?
No.
Or?
Space Jam?
No.
Okay. I do like...
That's the Monstars. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. This is the band. They sing a song called Bittersweet.
It's called The Monsters?
Head Todd and The Monsters.
Oh, I didn't
know. Oh, Bittersweet.
Yeah, yeah. Big Head Todd.
Yeah, Big Head Todd.
Don't forget Big Head Todd. He's a monster.
Well, TTS, you didn't run the Big Head Todd part, so I just wrote down The Monsters.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell.
I was just on the way here. Did you hear it?
That's
like about a half hour ago.
Okay, yeah. So since you just
I'll
heard
tell
that,
LD that next time I see her.
So since you just heard that, and I was listening to it, and I felt like that song sounds like if you took
you got Bittersweet over there,
Bare Naked Ladies, Brian Wilson, and Chris Isaak's Wicked Games and smashed them together.
Hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Would you hear that? Do you think you would hear that?
There's a little bit.
Yeah, right there. Do you hear that?
Yeah. And it's got a sexy little groove to it.
You know what?
Yeah.
I've got to start going to more concerts. I enjoy concerts once I'm there. It's just all of it.
There's a study that shows people that go to more concerts are happier.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Jason goes all the time.
Jason's miserable.
Jason goes all the time, and I
should say all the time. It's in waves,
because I go to the movies all the time. And when I was a kid, I'd go to the movies by myself all the time.
Yeah, it's something different.
And
that's cool,
but Jason goes to concerts, and he finally explained it to me. He goes, when I was a kid, I wasn't allowed to do anything.
Right. Yeah, I didn't get to do much. And even in college, there were some good shows that I didn't get to go to just because I didn't have the money. And I just didn't feel like I could ask for the money. So once I was able to be an adult. And we all do it. Chick, you probably didn't get shoes as a kid. You know, you got one pair of shoes every 2 years or something.
Let me tell you something. I got a pair of Converse for gym, and then the one luxury extra pair. I had a pair of hard shoes, what I call dress shoes. And then I talked my mom into buying me a pair of Converse, another pair, as an actual everyday pair, because at my gym at the time, you couldn't wear street shoes on the gym floor.
Mm-hmm.
You had to have a specific pair for gym. And we went to, I forget where we went, but she wouldn't buy me actual Converse in either case. She bought me a shoe called the Winner from Sears, and they were lesser shoes and cheaper, and it made me upset.
Did you get made fun of?
And I got made fun of.
Even then, though?
Even then, I don't think anybody cared. That was...
They certainly didn't have, I mean, Nike wasn't around, and I mean, they certainly didn't have, I think there was Adidas and Converse, and...
But, and they all looked the same, they had what, two different versions of
Red
the
Ball,
Adidas?
Yeah,
you know,
Red Ball Jackson. Well, I'll go even further. I've always been, had a problem with my weight, always been varying on when you see me, incredibly overweight or just a little overweight, and the one thing, the one constant that you can actually go in and buy are shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And you not feel about what how they just, fit, things like that. So.
Yeah, no, I would have made fun of them in these shoes. Are these
Those are Adidas. Are those the Winner?
The Winner shoes, Sears, yeah.
Oh, not maybe sure. So.
Get the feel of a Winner.
Aww.
Let me see, Jeff.
But they do look like Adidas, but there's four stripes in there.
Yeah, there's four.
No, there's three.
I don't
three?
Know how they got, looking back, I don't
those
know how
like
they.
Those look like a shoe they make today.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe those are the new
If I can buy those right now, I'm buying them.
The ad looks very old, like ancient. Like I didn't know this existed.
Have you ever gone back and looked at the original video game ads in magazines? That's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah,
is this weird?
Like Atari's?
Yeah, like the NFL football.
Oh, it is,
For 1984, and it's got this little stick man. Go ahead.
So the ad for the Converse Winner.
Yeah.
Converse makes them, but Sears gives them soul.
Uh-huh. That's exactly right. Yeah.
That's good.
Nice. And they were oh gosh, how can I put this delicately? They were shit is what they were.
Yeah.
And that's them. And
I see.
Yeah. And I never liked them. And
yeah.
I think that's where I got my fear of tank tops, actually, when I was a kid. I had a tank top on, and my dad goes, "Boy, what the hell are you wearing? You look stupid in a tank top," is what he said. My dad wore tank tops all the time.
There's a picture of you in a tank top. Actually, it's more of a muscle tee than a tank top.
Because I look stupid in a tank. He wouldn't buy me a tank top. I had to wear those. That had a thicker strap. It was sleeveless, actually.
It was just a sleeveless.
I wore tank tops a lot as a kid.
You did?
Because I was outside. I was hot, playing basketball, playing football.
Well, what did you weigh?
Not going anywhere.
80 pounds, you know, not going to a concert.
Oh, gosh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Look at you. Look at you not going to a concert wearing a tank top.
I think
I'm going to a concert on Friday night.
True. I think I was over 200 pounds when I was in first grade. Go ahead. What?
Chris Stapleton? Have you guys
I love Chris Stapleton.
Heard of
he's
him.
Here he on Friday night on your birthday.
Where's he?
Is he country?
Banker's Life?
At Klipsch.
Is it country?
Oh. He's country, but he's like country blues.
Oh, wait. There is no country anymore. It's country rock. Go ahead.
No, it's not, but he's not that.
Okay.
He is like a legitimate, like he's so cool that everybody like has a story about how they had something to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he just swept at the Grammys.
Yeah, and Timberlake got in on it, right?
And Timberlake saying it's Tennessee Whiskey is the song.
Is that the one you want to hear?
Yeah, that's his biggest
hit
right
now. You know, I don't understand what my...
Bluesy.
Oh, very. Yeah. Oh, and he's
I can't
he's
explain.
Awesome.
I love Whiskey Town, Bryan Adams Band, and it's kind of country.
That's Western.
Yeah.
Country Western.
Yeah, but I just... By and large, don't care for country and western music. I'm, this is good, though. Used to spend my nights out. Oh, about the vocal.
Oh, huh. I love it.
You, it grows on you.
It does.
I'm not a Western fan, but it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
like
an album. You'd like it. It's an album you can download and just drive to it if you're driving
really?
To a gig or anything. Yeah.
All right.
Called The Traveler.
Are you drinking right. by the end of it?
Oh, you're drinking. Yeah.
Are you out, are you out in the field with
you got
a shotgun?
Some roadies? Yeah.
There's a song called like Whiskey and You. And
it's yes. Just
whiskey.
More depressing than whiskey.
No
whiskey.
Way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
that's a John Mayer song.
I'm really pumped. Yeah, I'm excited.
Vibbert and I have bonded.
Going with the Buzans.
No kidding,
mm-hmm.
Larry and Smitty.
Yeah, I think we're taking the camper. There's going to be some pre-drinking going on.
Holy moly! You're going to kill it.
I know.
That's
I'm excited.
Great, man.
I'm pretty pumped.
Now you remember Saturday morning? You said you'd.
Yeah, that we should probably talk about that whole moving thing.
No kidding. You're going to be too hungover to move. And
no, you told me I have to go over and unlock the.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't have to do anything.
Well, no, but I can see you being.
No, I'm coming in next week, and I'm the one coming in and
having the
and
big head.
Sorting and doing the legwork.
Unless
in the
there's
house.
Another Chris Stapleton concert
next week.
Yeah, after everything's been moved.
Oh, they're just moving the big stuff.
Yeah,
are they moving this in here?
Yeah, everything.
Oh, crap.
Well, how the hell else is it?
They're moving
get?
All the furniture. But that's what I'm saying. I'm coming in.
So Friday after the podcast. I'm sorry, this is probably off.
Friday after the podcast.
I need to take this down.
All the equipment and stuff.
I think
with
the room
you.
Sounds different without your shoes in.
I think it does too.
Yeah,
does it
I
not
agree.
Sound different?
I agree. Yeah. I think it sounds a little bit more hollow.
So we're gonna actually Sunday. I'm going to have to come over to your house, and we're going to have to. Hang shelves and put all your shoes in the studio.
We're going to have to. Yeah, I don't know what to do with all those
we'll
stupid
figure it out.
Shoes.
Can I come by Sunday on my way out of the woods and swing by and check the house
as
out?
Long
yes.
as it's a pop-in.
Okay.
You just show up. That's the way we do it.
Pop-ins on Sunday. Well,
okay.
Pop-ins until the football season officially starts.
No, with you three, even during a Redskins game, you three are allowed to pop in. That's it. Nobody else. Nobody listening.
Here's what's weird. In my house, my family doesn't want me to go anywhere on Sundays. They just want me sitting in the chair watching. And like, but I and is they're it, doing things.
Is it comforting mm-hmm. to them?
I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really get to go anywhere on Sundays.
I don't like to.
And
I'm with you. I like to prepare a meal that we can eat for lunch and dinner.
Oh.
And that's what we do. I don't want to go anywhere. Addie wakes up. What are we doing today? Not a damn thing.
Those were the best. Those Sundays at the Grove, man.
Yeah, there's just you just shut it down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My next big purchase is going to be DirecTV, so I can get a Sunday ticket.
But you got him 2 miles away.
But I like sitting in my own house.
Listen to me, and believe me later. And DirecTV.
Is that how that
DirecTV? You better.
I like it.
You
Hear
better be.
Now,
you better. You better get your ears on DirecTV because it's possible. We'll talk later. If you have a computer, you can get Sunday ticket without having DirecTV.
Because in my apartment, I had to have like a $10,000 deposit to get a satellite. It's insurance in case something happened.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah. There's That's a guy insane. That lives across the way from me who has a satellite.
Okay, here's the thing. I think this is the first season you can get it on your laptop, or I think it's going to be available on Apple TV on the NFL app.
I've heard about that.
Because I'm watching the preseason games on the big screen. I watched the last Friday night.
Apple TV app for NFL is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It has everything.
I mean, it's crazy expensive, but it's not
$10,000. Oh yeah, I'm not paying for
how
it.
How much?
So.
What do you mean? What's crazy
I'm gonna
expensive?
Say
NFL ticket or
$400 to $500.
The NFL ticket is
NFL
ticket.
Well, if you get everything for the NFL ticket, you get all the preseason games, all the news about your team, all the regular season games, and the ability to go back and watch any game you want. It's all stored on the NFL app.
Can I offer? Is this an option? I wrote something on the whiteboard here.
Yeah.
Sure.
Is this an option?
Yeah.
For him?
No, I haven't signed up for the laptop yet. I don't know about
but
that.
But I'm saying for the,
is,
the other
I'll,
thing.
I'll gladly share if it is, but I don't know if it is or
I'm
not.
Sure Jeff will pay a month
yeah,
stipend.
Yeah, I would, but I already have access to the NFL Apple.
Here's the thing. Anybody,
you do?
Yeah.
Anybody who knows me.
Through
when
Mike?
They,
no.
Oh, okay.
When they came into the Bob and Tom show in 1995 from Thompson Consumer Electronics.
I remember this.
And they said, you know, you're going to be able to watch
Anything.
All of the NFL. Like
anything and everything.
1995. 95. The NFL.
And it might have been earlier.
Might have been 94. You're going to be able to watch all the NFL games you want. You're no longer tied to whatever game that. Because I used to.
Your
I would
two
drive,
games.
I would drive to Louisville and watch a Redskins game. I mean, this was before.
What?
Bars would carry them. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, it didn't exist that you could go somewhere and watch an out-of-market NFL game. You had to watch whatever CBS and NBC or whoever's carrying.
Well, that's why so many people around here are Packers and Bears fans, because that's all that was on.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's kind of how why I'm a Redskins fan, because when I was a kid, Packers were on every weekend in Lombardi, and then he went to D.C. Anyway, my point is, how long have I said DirecTV, if it wasn't for the Sunday ticket, I would not be a customer?
You would not.
And...
about to not be.
About to. That's doom knocking for DirecTV. So we'll see what's, because I don't, especially with
everything should be a la carte.
Everything. Ugh. Well, that was the
we're
big
getting
argument.
There.
Yeah,
we're getting.
I
there.
Know.
But everything's on Apple TV now. If this comes, I mean, you can watch all the movies you want, all the and everything's cool on Netflix anyway. So
yeah, I pay $7.99 a TV for. I pay $7.99 for. So Hulu? $7.99 for Hulu? No. Right. I don't know.
Or is it $8.99 for no commercial?
$7.99 for Hulu on two TVs, and I want to say $11.99 for Netflix on two TVs.
I don't think that's up that high for Netflix.
Then it's switched. Then it's then
yeah, it's the other way around.
Hulu's a little more.
A little more for no commercials.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
You can pay. There's
for the TV upstairs and TV downstairs, and that's all I pay for television.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the how much I pay for TV.
I don't want
to
know.
Enough to cover the three of us that don't have it.
It's fucking embarrassing. Yeah. And
not only that, but you've done it. Not only that, you've done. Yeah, your internet.
Internet has gone up, though.
It has gone up, and I do have the best box and the best.
You have the high speed, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Dang it, I don't have the
song. And you're not going to get any argument out of me about your box that you're using. So.
But I have all that and actually rerouted it so it's in the middle of the house now. It used to be out
cool.
in the garage. Yeah,
because
it came in through that wall. But it's all in the house now.
I'm just tired of going to B-dubs and having to sit in those uncomfortable bar stools.
That's ridiculous. It's 2016. You need to stay at home and watch your favorite NFL team. That's all there is to it.
And then
maybe if you had picked a better team.
The Patriots?
Bom, bom, bom.
We've got about 8 games on national television every year, so
You'll get plenty.
But you always have that one guy who comes up and is like, hey, man, fuck you. It's like, okay, buddy. Like,
you wearing a jersey?
After a lot. No, I wear a T-shirt.
Okay.
I never wear a jersey unless it's playoffs. And then, and I'm in the comfort of my own home.
Sure.
But
you have a rule about it, though, so that's cool.
Oh, yeah, you got to switch.
That's
now,
why me and this kid get along. Okay, go ahead.
Nora Jones thinks a chick. She has a little Patriots dog collar
that
she's going to be wearing during
that's
the games.
Right.
So she's in on it, too.
She was too small for it when
you know what?
I first got here.
That dog's dead to me.
Because she sat in the front seat.
Yes.
Her life is important.
More important than me.
Yeah.
Can we talk about something that's happening today?
Yes.
With the same day of delivery, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, of the Chick McGee Show podcast.
Yes, you're welcome.
Today is National Waffle Day. Did you
waffle,
guys know
waffle,
that?
Waffle.
Is it really?
Yes.
No shit.
And it went totally unnoticed.
You know what? I love waffle
I
with
love
peanut
waffles.
Butter.
Oh, yeah.
That the maple peanut butter.
The
it's like the maple and
peanut
the
butter.
Peanut butter together. Mm-hmm. The Justin. Sorry. We're really geeking out on like peanut butter and
so we're
lately.
No, yeah. So whenever I go somewhere, I look for the new peanut butter cups and we've had Justin's before, but Jason hadn't, and I brought some in last time. And then I went to the store again and found 100% real, unreal dark chocolate peanut butter cups. The brand is unreal.
You guys are trying to get free Justin peanut butter cups.
Or unreal.
I mean, we're trying to get free DirecTV over here, so I guess.
Yeah,
that's
well,
true. Well,
you know
that's the only
who's
way.
Who's the greedy one?
That's the only
way.
We just
want some peanut butter cups,
I'm going to have
okay?
DirecTV in a couple weeks, man.
I'm
going to
try
you.
This one. I got this. This is the unreal dark chocolate coconut.
I wonder what their advertising budget is.
I don't know.
And I bet you this, okay. You'll see a story about DirecTV revenue down for the last quarter. Yeah.
Well, when is their, not that I expect this is very boring, but what is the, surely this.
How's it boring?
No. Well, the contract of DirecTV with NFL, is it near the end? Is there a clause in it to where
I
that
don't
kicked
know about
in,
that. Well,
where other people can carry it?
You know, here's like, what happened, because up until, I'm going to say 2 or 3 years ago, you couldn't see any NFL game in any form on anything but DirecTV. But then there was Congress got involved about a monopoly, yada, yada.
Yeah.
So now you can get the Red Zone channel. on another provider, on your cable or whatever. But you still can't get entire games until this season on the computer. I'm going to check it out, but I'm cautiously optimistic. And if that happens, it's Katie bar the door, whatever saying you want. It's going to be a hell. It's going
to
be great.
Well, and explain this to me. I'm usually pretty tech savvy, and I understand. I'm usually ahead of the curve. I see things when they're coming. I read a lot of Wired and Gadget. Twitter.
I don't know how that's going to work. How the NFL
games are
going to
be on Twitter?
How the games are going to stream on Twitter?
What does that mean?
I don't understand.
No idea.
What does that mean?
And if they're on Twitter and you're going to stream them, I'm guessing you go to a website through Twitter to get the games, right? I mean, how are they going to make money out of that?
I don't know.
But you remember when
where did they get the money?
He said the almost 60-year-old said. Do you remember when we all laughed? He goes, why would you watch something on your computer with all those those awful the images stop and everything? And then it just took that giant leap forward, and it's just
now
like
we watch stuff
your TV
on a phone.
Yeah,
The screen's pretty amazing.
Well, up until, I'm going to say 3 or 4 years ago, you couldn't really watch stuff on your phone either. It would halt and, maybe not.
Have we reached a point of peak phone technology? Like, nothing, it's going to take something pretty big to make you go, wow, pretty incredible.
For me, my first wow with my phone was when, I think Jess and I were shopping somewhere, 2 or 3 years ago, and Shazam. And you can hold your phone up, because I would do that all the time.
I still get amazed at that.
Yeah, it's amazing. You hold it up and listen, and it tells you what
you
the song
is. You look like an idiot, but...
And it does it with TV. It does it with TV shows. It does it with movies.
What?
It does it... Yeah. Yeah.
Just from the dialogue?
Just from the sound, it knows, and it'll tell you.
That's incredible.
That is incredible.
We're living in a great time.
They're documenting everything.
Which is scary.
It's a little scary, but it's nice when you want information, right?
Yeah, it's the Pandora's out of her box.
I found it.
Speaking of Jess.
Unreal Candy. Unreal is the supernatural food company founded by two teenage brothers on a mission to unjunk the world.
Jeff has some.
Tom Brady is a sponsor for Unreal Candy. Big sponsor.
Stop. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Shut the hell up.
Yep.
What a teeny tiny world we're living in.
Loves it.
But as Stephen Wright said, I'd
a
hate
teeny
to,
tiny world.
I'd hate to paint it.
The most famous NFL player.
him and I are close.
But we were just talking about peanut butter cups.
I just looked it up.
On her phone, which
on
is being documented.
What's the other thing? Oh, the chick loves that. And you know what else? The printer technology. To be able to print something from my phone, air print.
You were wowed by that. You don't have to set up anything.
To
do anything.
Because for some reason, for the longest time, you'd have to print something. You go,
you'd have to download the driver, and you'd have to do all this crap, and then you'd have to sync it up, and not now.
Nope, not now.
Not now, baby. Did you know that, Jeff?
I guess it's getunreal.com.
Yes.
If you're interested. I did like him, but I like the Justin's.
He likes Justin's
too.
Better. I'm for Unreal. Jason is for Justin's, because we need one more thing with a J name.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to have waffles for National Waffle Day?
No, we're not.
Eating?
I'm going to Ezra's after I have this.
All I can think of is the time Chick and I did a show in Quincy, Illinois, and you had to present an ID if you looked like you were younger than 16 to use the waffle maker.
Yeah,
be 16 or older.
I remember, at breakfast
at the hotel.
Oh, no way.
He had trouble running the waffle iron.
Because I didn't look like I was 16.
Right.
So I don't like waffles anymore. I'm a pancake guy now.
Who was that? Me and you and Zany?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I kind of miss going on the road. I don't know if I'm gonna.
Oh,
we should get on the road. Do a couple.
Bite your tongue.
Yeah, I know. It's the first one I do, I'll hit. But I just can't get behind the traveling
first one
anymore.
He does, he'll get out on 74 and he'll be like, "Do you know the traffic on 74?"
That's me talking to her on the phone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she's doing this, rolling her eyes. And hanging. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys saw this a couple days ago. Listener Chris said, having three hosts and a guest with J names, podcast to be named Chick and the Jaybirds.
Uh-huh.
Okay, no.
Been done before.
All right.
The Jaybirds, really?
Or is it the Yardbirds?
I got people saying you guys are putting these out faster than I can listen to them.
I've heard that too.
You got
a
bird.
That's a big thing at our house is Jaybird. If you're running, like if you're in a towel,
naked as a Jaybird.
Not as.
Oh.
It's all one flowing.
What is it? Naked as
naked Jaybird. That's what.
Naked Jaybird.
Naked Jaybird.
Not naked as a.
No.
Is that like?
I think it's as a.
It is, but at our house it's not.
Okay. So that's like titties in a hot tub.
Naked Jaybird
and
baby dirt ball. Do that. Those were
things. Oh, was baby dirt ball at your house?
Baby dirt ball was at my house.
The little redhead.
Yeah,
baby
dirt ball? Yeah. Shawnee was at my house.
As if she needs any more reasons to be adorable. She goes through these moods where if she doesn't see baby dirt ball,
I don't see any of the baby.
She bums out. She gets bummed out. But then she's with baby dirt ball for 45 minutes and is about ready to tear his hair out and her hair out.
That's not true.
That's okay. How true is that?
It depends on what's going on around me. Anything's like that. Because
the last time before this one, I saw you guys, and you like looked at me, and I looked at you, and you go, like shut up.
He's like a new pal celebrity. Like, I took him to Max's football game.
Is he?
Everybody was so excited to see him.
He's a celebrity.
Everybody loves him.
He's the cutest kid I've seen in a while.
Yeah, he's...
I don't know what to...
He's so smart.
I don't know how to... Yes. I mean, his IQ has got to be...
Mm-hmm. And his vocabulary is just crazy.
It's crazy large, uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
He should have a t-shirt that says, yes, I get it. I'm precocious.
That's what it should say.
Yes, that's right. I am precocious.
That was the lamest laugh, Jeff.
Because I don't know what precocious means, so I just...
He dug a...
No, I felt like he was like, next topic, guys.
I know.
That's okay.
You're kind of precocious. You're not a baby, though. But you're closer to being a baby. You're closer to being a baby than not. The rest of us.
I am precocious, yes.
Yes, I am. Okay, I want to know who keeps putting this phone here because I move it with my pit.
Waffles?
I move it around like it's really legitimate and I have this little tiny...
Look, a lot's been going on in this house because I'm moving.
It's
a mess.
You should go and register somewhere and have people send you stuff for your new house.
Like he needs more stuff.
Shut up, Jason.
No, he needs like actual.
I need conventional.
Like
I need
usable things.
I need okay. like a.
Well, we
I
need to take an inventory first.
I need like
let's
a
start
sofa.
With like, let's start
I need
with,
a sofa or another love seat. I think another love seat.
I don't think you should do another love seat. Don't you think he should get another recliner and then have the love seat? Well, you've been in the house. That little room right there would be good for two.
Okay, I have another question.
Two big love seats mm-hmm. and one love seat and two big recliners.
Just because the family that's moving out had the TV in the fireplace and it all set up to watch TV there, why can't I move to that front room that I don't know what I'm going to do?
Too much light.
Too much light in there?
Too much light.
No, I think there's too much light in the other room, too, because of the skylights.
There's
a
skylight?
He's got skylights in the kitchen.
And
you need to dig a basement.
I don't have a
cellar.
Basement. Oh, I do have a basement, but it's 8x8.
Yeah.
8 feet by 8 feet is the basement.
You need to escape all natural light.
It's where your washer and dryer is, and it's where you're going to keep the puppies.
Well, I talked to the guy, mm-hmm. Steve, who came up with, this is a basement. And I go, I knew that was you.
He was your friend.
He is my friend. Mm-hmm. We had a great conversation a couple of days ago. Okay. He's a good real estate agent.
Steve Sergi.
Mm. Steve Sergi. S-E-R-G-I.
Mm.
And Gabe Lawless.
But what? Mm. Oh, Gabriel Lawless. Sure.
That's my neighbor. He's real estate, too.
And he's also the star of my new Private Eye series coming up on Fox. Gabriel Lawless, Private Eye.
Jess looks like his assistant with that steno pad she has.
I know.
That is.
I know. I don't know where this came from.
Should I write this down, Mr. Lawless?
I have it says a girl's name on the property of this is a reporter's notebook.
Oh my gosh, it is.
Was that
where
here?
Did you get that?
I don't know where I got it, but it said no, I don't know. Property of and the person's name and then it
What's
says
her name?
It says J1, period 6. I'm not gonna say her name.
Can I guess?
Sure. You always do.
Is it Tina?
No.
Brittany?
No.
Is it Kathy?
No.
Courtney.
She's going to call you.
Well, she can't.
Maybe she has.
Yeah, there you go. What's her name?
I'm not telling. It's not important. What I'm guessing is that Addie finds little things like this at Goodwill or at garage sales or wherever.
Oh.
And I think that...
She's
can you buy these?
Hold on. I think so.
Yay! Are what's that Amazon? For? It's just it says a Topps reporter's notebook.
It's a reporter's notebook.
Greg
right
Rule.
On Amazon.
How much?
Yeah.
Greg Rule.
This is why Amazon is going to rule the world, and I'm okay
cents.
With it.
$13.63.
$13?
But for a
for a case, probably.
Four count.
Four count.
Worth it.
Worth it. So I keep this, and this is where I keep track of my dreams, and if something comes to me in a meditation, I can go back and read over it. It was very important.
I don't think like stuff like that is ever that's ever going to go
away.
Her
first name's Morgan, so thank you, Morgan. That, what if I find out she died or something and her spirit is in this notebook? Oh,
and it's been inspiring
you.
That is never going to go away, and I don't think books are going to go away. You wait and see. Listen to me now. Believe me later. I
had this conversation with Max. Max said, what did you think would never go out of style? And him and Addie are both
and paper.
Yeah, they're both over there on their new MacBooks that they got from school. And they're like, what did you think would never go out of style? And I was like, pencils. Yeah. Pencils. I thought that was a keeper. We'll always,
and I don't think books will be able to make the leap that that music has made. Because I don't. People
you would
will
be shocked
always
at
want
how
to
many people read their books on their device.
It's going to take a whole other generation.
I read mine on my.
You think so?
Yes. Minimum one generation before the significant.
See,
I bought a book in a bookstore last week.
I have to.
Yeah.
I don't. I prefer. I just
she
preferences
goes bananas
to
bananas at a bookstore.
I do go bananas at a bookstore to the point that I had built-in bookshelves put in. They're full. I'm going to have another put on the other side of the room.
But if we all have electronic books, then the government can just go in and just erase all of our books, all of our history, and it's all gone.
The banned books.
But with electronic, these phones, what were you talking a couple days ago when you said we were talking about something and it showed you got an email from what we were talking
about?
Well,
that's how they listen to me.
Yeah, the phone. And if you don't think they're listening,
you're wrong.
You're living in a fool's paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, James Thurber.
But that's at the exactly same time, right. To quote something Jess likes, none of this is real.
None of this is real. That's the thing. I don't even...
Are you still hooked on that? I mean...
Yeah.
Not hooked on it, but...
Not hooked on it. I'm just... in my opinion...
fascinated.
A recent believer.
I'm just interested in it, but it's not... But you know, whatever, you know, come at me. There's times where I say the craziest things and I hold my phone up to my mouth and I'll go, do you hear that? Can you hear it? You know, like I know that they hear, I hope they hear everything.
Here's what I've started.
I don't want to be completely crazy, but like putting my social security number out, I don't care. Like I don't know. Steal it. Do
but
it.
But I'm looking for these things, but I've been noticing sequences of numbers on the time lately. I've been getting
always do.
A lot of deja vu, a lot more than I've ever experienced before, and I've also started, and I've never done this, a couple days ago I started talking to my dad, like, that's
not
exactly right, and
that was actually,
I know, it was shocking to me, no, you know, I live by myself, so I just, you know, it's me and the dogs, I mean, bless their heart, they think I'm talking to them, but I'll, you know, I'll talk to dad, and I don't know if I'm, I don't know what I'm getting out of it, but it seems like,
it's just like talking to yourself, really, you're just,
it's,
whatever ancestors
no,
are
I
around.
No, I think he can hear me.
Yeah, sure.
And I get the feeling lately that he's trying to include my mom in the conversation, and I don't want to have any of that.
There's, you'd be surprised. There's an aunt of ours. I have a lot of family that's very into communicating with people that have passed, and I have an aunt that she is she's present, they said, but she's very adamant, like she doesn't want to partake, like she's like, nope, I'm not, like she's around,
but she's there,
but, yeah, but she's standing there, she's standing there arms folded going, no,
how did you find this out?
I am not going to entertain you assholes by coming through. Yeah, no, I'm serious.
Does that sound like something she'd do? Did you
it's
know
my
her?
Aunt Jeannie. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, she was the one that told me, somebody goes, you look so much like your grandma. And she was my grandma's little sister. And she said, she looks at you. She goes, no, no. Annie would never let herself get that fat. That's what she.
Wow.
That's what she said to you?
Yeah, that's what she said. It's very
funny.
Son
of a gun.
Yeah, she's a sweet lady.
Can we, is there a waffle delivery place we could call to have waffles?
Let's,
usually
I'll
it's frozen.
Let's go
waffles.
Call. Let's look it up.
I don't even have frozen waffles. I'll
Google it.
I've got one of the world's best waffle makers, though. I know that.
Frozen waffles are... There's some amazing frozen waffles out there.
That's one of the weird things that I will... If I see a new one, I'll try that.
I'll try that.
Give that a shot.
Yeah.
A frozen waffle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back with part two of the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One. Hey, let me tell you something. If we don't find different music
signal
from Bob Schneider, there's going to be a fight. Hi, welcome back to the Chick McGee Show. I'm Chick McGee. That's Jason. That's Jess. That's Jeff.
I can't believe
Jeff.
He's upset about the Bucks signing.
I'm not upset. I'm just tired of listening
you
to the
You said there
same
was going to be a fight.
Song.
Well, I have like three or four or five that's on rotation
there,
that are instrumental.
You've got the Californian instrumental.
Not on instrumental. No, I don't.
What two albums do you have?
Let's not fight, buddy. Let's talk about our friend. Why don't we do that?
That's a great idea. This is a guy, a gentleman that Jason introduced us to, and he's a swell guy. And he has a Pete the Planner a Twitter account. Is that his?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Pete the Planner.
Pete the Planner. He tweets and he all has day, every day about all kinds of stuff.
He has an Instagram, and he's our buddy, Pete the Planner. And he says you have to be a millionaire to retire. And if you think about it, you just sit there and focus on your breath and be honest with yourself. It's just simple math. It's very true. Isn't that right, Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
Jeff's going
Sorry,
to retire.
I'm focusing on my breath.
Jeff's going to retire in what, 40 years, 50 years?
Oh, probably 15.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
I'm retiring early.
That's why, because he talked to Pete the Planner, and if you just sit and hope to be a millionaire, well, that doesn't really work. I wish I was a millionaire. How about $1 million? Hope is, of course, as we all know, crappy financial planning strategy. That's where Pete the Planner comes in. He believes in math, and you should too. It's the universal language. Math tells us most people can become a millionaire. All you have to do is put your face in the grindstone. Is that the million-dollar plan shows you exactly how to become a millionaire and, more importantly, exactly how to remain a millionaire. It is not a get-rich-quick scheme or a scam. It's simply a long-term financial plan, and Pete the Planner has the plan. Pete's four-week live training course starts September 6th, and this is your chance. Why not check it out? See what's going on. You can sign up at petetheplanner.com/MDP. That's M as in Mary, D as in dog, P as in plan.
Or M as in million.
M as in million, D as
in
dollar, P as in plan. Use the coupon code CHICK. Show us a little love, won't you? And you get $100 off the course. Are you kidding me? That's petetheplanner.com/MDP, million-dollar plan. Do it today. Tell him, tell Pete that use the code CHICK and tell him that we sent you.
And it's really simple. I mean, it's all, like I said, it's not a get rich quick scheme thing.
No.
It's a mentality and a lifestyle. I think he probably teaches you how
it
to
makes
do
sense.
It. And it's a tough thing to do, but you got to get someone to tell you where to start, mm-hmm. how to do it, and then you execute
and
the plan.
It's scary at first.
I bet,
you
know, I'm guessing Jeff could actually, he's very good at budgeting.
That's good.
Obviously, you showed it by putting down more down on a car than I've ever put down on a car. But you're going to retire early. I can feel it.
Well, I'm 15 years, if I live that long. 15 years.
If you live that long, what do you think?
He's totally confident about retiring in 15 years, but not so confident about being alive to do it.
Yeah. Well, geniuses die at 27, so I'm 26 to Friday. So
geniuses die early, and they're very rarely happy.
I can't believe I can't keep a straight face when I say geniuses. Gods never die, though. So
you know, happiness in intelligent people is very rare. You know who said that?
You?
Ernie Hemingway. That's right.
Mm. Blew his head off with a shotgun.
That's why he checked out. He'd had it. Plus, one of his daughters was really a bee, if you know what I mean.
She's not alive anymore.
Right.
She also killed herself in the same place.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's his granddaughter, not his daughter.
I did not know this. I did not know the same place. Really?
Yeah, she went to the same place. It's in a documentary that
Holy hell.
Meryl does about her family and mental illness.
I must not have watched the entire thing.
Remind me after the podcast, I have to tell you something about the place you go take Nora Jones for a walk.
Uh-oh. Did someone kill themselves in that park?
I think they found a body.
They found a body? Did you know runners are like the second most likely group to find a dead body?
I'm surprised that you
haven't. Because they're always running around.
You haven't found a dead body as often as you run.
I'm terrified that I'm going to run into one.
I know where to dump a body.
Where?
I'm not going to. Well,
okay, remind me
us.
After
I
the
bet
podcast.
You they found a, it's not just where they dump
we
bodies. It's where they dump
it.
Mattresses. There, people are forever dumping things on the stretch road. I don't care. It's on Arlington in Minnesota. There's a little S-curve over there. I'm telling you,
not
I'm not going
to
kill anybody, but I'm just saying that
have
it's
you,
the weirdest
Have you ever
place.
Been to the dump?
And Yeah, there were tires and mattresses. There was a dog house today. There was all kinds of stuff.
So it's likely a body's there and it's not going
to
freak
you. You went down there today? What were you doing down there today?
I had to drive that way today.
Oh, okay. You know, I went to... Have you ever been to the dump?
Mm-mm.
It's a magical place.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Two years ago,
I went with a friend and we dumped half of a house.
Where'd you go?
Down south
Kentucky,
of Bedford.
Oh, okay. The one
you've
here.
You've been to the one
Kentucky
in...
Avenue.
Oh.
You drive over the scale and they weigh and
yep.
they weigh you.
That's how they do all of them.
And they...
We go to the one in Morristown. Yeah.
And they weigh your car, and well, they weigh you, and then they subtract. They have a list of how much your car weighs, sure. and then they subtract what you.
That's
you're
when
carrying.
You come back, mm-hmm.
and yep. that's what they and that's what they charge you.
And if you're right, you get a pink stuffed gorilla.
I haven't heard about that part, but that sounds.
They used to guess
plausible.
Your weight. Remember, I remember being at a carnival where they guess your weight.
Yeah.
I remember I didn't want them to guess my weight. I wanted them to guess my age, and they were never right. They
really?
Always said I was older than what I was.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I've basically looked the same since...
No, you haven't.
Freshman year in high school.
No, you haven't.
What's happening? What?
Look at the look. See the pictures we tweeted?
Don't move your face. Can you not move your face? Jason, take a picture.
No. It's an ugly face because you said something really dumb.
She's disgusting.
It's not dumb. It's just inaccurate.
It's completely the opposite of what he says all the other times. I could have robbed a bank 10 years ago and you wouldn't have known it was me.
Yeah, he's true. That's true.
Jesus. Make up your mind, would you?
What happened here?
So Jeff's birthday is this Friday.
The group most likely to find a dead body is Russian fishermen. Number one Russian fisherman.
Is it because they're in Russia?
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
And they're just like scooping up.
And you dump fishers.
Yeah, they're scooping up nets.
But there's a lot of bodies being dumped in Russia.
Every
right
time
now.
You guys say bodies, I'm like, let the bodies hit the float. Let the bodies hit the float.
So Jeff's
from the window to the wall. Is that the same song?
To the sweat drops down my balls.
Oh, all these teenage
Is that a different song?
Yeah.
Is that Lil Wayne? Why is there a Lil Wayne and a Lil John? Will you somebody help me with that?
I don't know.
They can both be Lil. They don't have.
Stupid. Can have a little chick.
There's a.
Lil, oh wait, we already
there's
do.
A Lil Nor Jones.
Lil Nor Jones.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, my brother saw her live. Have I told this story?
I think you did, actually.
I can't remember who it was.
He went to another concert thinking
he went to
the
White Rabbit,
else.
Seeing someone who was she. Like walked
on
stage,
oh,
did a duet, walked off stage.
I still say her album with Nightingale on it.
Nightingale, I mean, yeah,
that's an amazing. Nightingale. That's an amazing album. Why isn't she more popular?
I think she is. I think she's very popular.
Is she popular?
She was
enough?
In TED.
Just about right.
She I think was. I never saw that.
Right? I think everyone knows who she is, but she stays out of the tabloids.
Which takes like.
She's
someone it
beautiful.
Takes someone who's mm-hmm. actually very
legit.
Talented.
Yeah.
And she's which one has Nightingale in it?
Nightingale.
Is it it's her second album? I can't remember what it's called. It's her second
album. I was
album.
Not aware she has more than one album.
Yeah.
I thought that was her only album. Well, this is troubling.
Nightingale has come away
her
with
her second
me.
Album got no first publicity. Album.
Come away with me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one that was a hit, right?
Don't know why I didn't come.
Yeah.
Is the one that
that's
everyone
a big
knows,
hit.
Yeah.
Nightingale. Are you kidding me?
Making breakfast on a Sunday morning.
Me, oh, yes, yes,
me
yes.
Me and
yes,
Lil
yes,
Nor
yes.
Jones. This is what we listen to.
Sobbing into your eggs like I do?
Yep.
Yep.
Easy on the tears, Father.
She likes the saltiness of my tears in her eggs.
All right, so Friday is Jeff's birthday.
Correct.
And we'll be doing a podcast, yes?
Yes,
correct.
It's going to be a celebration of Jeff's life.
What? Do you have a fascination of, like, the perfect birthday? Like, what would that entail?
Like a stripper and a hand job?
I'm not even saying
thing.
That, but just the...
Like the average thing. Like, average things
here's the
that
thing.
You love that if would happen
you're kind
perfectly
of cake,
through the day.
Your
yes.
people.
Oh, I mean, like, from breakfast, from the time you wake
even
up.
Even that, okay, yeah. sure.
I think birthday breakfast, we have crazy cakes on birthdays at our house. Don't even say. He's going to start with birthday blowjob. That's exactly
no, is it,
what
is
he's
going to
say. Birthday breakfast, wake up, eat some puss.
My God, Jeff!
Is that what you're having for breakfast?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good breakfast. All right.
I can't
I don't know
even.
Look, I never thought I'd live to see this. You're blushing.
A little bit.
Oh, like she's never blushed.
I can't I've remember.
Blushed. No, I've blushed. She's not but that I just, blushy, I just, but, yeah. I don't know why Jeff really caught me off guard with that.
I think Jeff's a little, he's more blushing.
And he had that look on his face like he was going to say something ornery. And
it wasn't even say something ornery. He was real, like he, that come, that was passionate. That was real. He was not joking.
Is birthday breakfast a big deal?
At our house it is.
Yeah.
Only because.
Where are you?
Only because when you're kids, I think it's, okay, A, I think it's bullshit that on your birthday, you've got to go to work or school.
Yep.
I think that's crap. I think you should be able to have.
I disagree. I think when you're a kid, up until 18, obviously, you celebrate all birthdays.
Right.
And I could be swayed, 11 and 12, you don't celebrate when you're a kid. I never celebrated any of my birthdays when I was a kid. Not a one. One time I think we had a Thanksgiving dinner at my grandma's house.
So what did it? So
18 you celebrate, and then 21 you celebrate, and then nothing until you're 30, and then nothing until you're 40.
I think that's bullshit.
Patton Oswalt. This is a good angle in this. Well,
No.
You celebrate every birthday all day long.
No, I'm not saying here. Then I'm gonna
for your kids.
I have celebrate. Yes, that's the thing is that I have a better way because I am very.
You like
I just had this, yes, and I like to celebrate on the day of because that is your birthday. And so I like to make it a big deal. Yes, like when Max's birthday came, there were balloons all over the house that I blown up after he went to bed. He had crazy cakes, which is pancakes.
They're crazy.
With whipped cream and sprinkles and a candle and all the things. And you get to open a little something before you leave for school. And then you got to go to school. Then you got to come back. And that's a thing. I don't expect everyone. I won't do this for everyone either. But if my kids can know that on their birthday, my mom is going to act completely insane and do all these things for me, then that's what's going to happen. And I don't care. Right. I don't care if they're 30 or 35 or 40. I will always do this.
What
on
about
their birthday.
30? What about 33 or 26 or some off year?
What if they
that's
live
not
somewhere
an off
else?
Year? It's still their birthday. It's still the day that I gave them life, and we are going to celebrate it.
All right.
I'm okay with them going having.
And I think
birthday.
It would be okay if they threw something my way on the day on that day too.
Oh.
I think I should get a little celebration or a hug or a hey, thanks for the hard work.
So let me ask you this. Are you is this
mothers are taking away kids' birthdays. That's what's happening.
Are you
No, I'm not, I don't want to. I just
Are think, you doing all of this I'm because kidding. You're happy they were born, or are you doing all this so they'll do it in return?
No, I don't want them to do it on my birthday. I don't care. On my birthday, I call my mom and say, hey, thanks. This could have gone two ways, and I'm glad you went this way. You know, I just...
Oh.
That's all. I know.
Damn, bring that up.
No, I just think that it's... If anybody's going to over-celebrate your birthday, it's your mother, and I think that's appropriate.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with them having the birthday and going to school, because I think they go to school, they feel a little special that day.
Okay.
It's up to you whether they go to school or not. You could keep them home on
I could
birthday.
Keep them home, but I'm not because... I will spoil and I will do the things, but the rest of the world could not give less of a shit that it's their birthday.
Well, that's
so they kind of do need that grounding and knowing that, okay, well, the only day this is special for is me and my mom.
Don't
you know?
You think that by and large, okay, wait a minute, we've got to go back to Jeff. Now, what's your perfect day? You wake up, you eat some puss, and then... Yeah.
Don't.
But aren't you like selective on like if you're in a relationship with someone that you're, you know, you're not going to do that? You know what I mean?
It depends.
Yeah. Right.
No, have you ever met a girl and been like, nope, never, never in a million years would I?
I have.
Ain't never met a girl I wouldn't go down.
No kidding.
No.
Wow.
Would
you care to comment,
a lot
Jason?
Of them
or
inevitably,
no?
He did. So.
No. All right.
No, cinnamon rolls would be my ideal breakfast.
No kidding.
Like cinnamon rolls or an omelet, an egg white omelet with chicken and avocado on it. Ooh, I really like avocado.
White lightning? White lightning?
Avocado toast.
You're doing the sprinkle motion.
With an egg over hard on it. Not hard boiled egg. But
all right.
No.
Or over easy.
So that's breakfast.
That's breakfast. And then,
totally extreme eggs.
You like yellow cake with chocolate icing, right?
Yeah. Grandma Betty used to make that, but she's dead. So we're not getting that this year. And
I'm bringing the cake.
I thought, no. Are you sure?
No, I'm making the cake. He's not going to get a store-bought cake.
All right, because I've got the cake ordered, so I should cancel that then.
Yes, no, nobody
Jason,
likes.
Jason, help me, please.
Yeah, you guys need to talk.
What, you didn't fucking tell me about a cake. Jeff, cover your
ears.
I feel you like didn't we're tell Chick
you
him.
Were making it. Oh, wait, or did you tell him you were making a
no,
cake?
No, this is the first word I'm hearing about any of this. I feel like he's our kid and we're arguing in front of him.
I know.
Is it? He's licking his lips over there.
And
he's
my like fault? This cake. No, and there's a little bit of.
No, I just don't think
said,
that people I care about shouldn't get.
When you said waking up eating some puss, I thought
stop
that,
saying
that is.
That.
Like, I was a little like embarrassed, like my son had said puss. I don't know what I.
You let it wash over you? And
I did.
What?
You wake up, you find her on your face. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Find her? Like you'd misplaced her. Oh, there she is.
Oh, there she is. Boom. No. Oh, there she is.
This year for my birthday, I don't make a big deal about my birthday. Like I'm with Chick. I don't really. On Facebook, I had the notifications turned off. I don't want people that I don't know. Sure. If you know it's my birthday, you'll text me and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, I'm trying to make it be more acceptable to people being nice to me. Mm-hmm. But this year, I'm going to an Indiana Fever game and sitting pretty much courtside.
Courtside.
Guess how much courtside seats are going to cost you?
This is kind of
how
a
much they're gonna
$14.
Cost, how much they're going to cost Matt?
This, six rows up.
This is sad, really. Yeah. I mean, how much they cost.
Six rows up from the court. $13 a piece.
I was high.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I mean, and the Fever are one of the more successful WNBA franchises.
That's really sad.
You know?
Seats are...
It's a great facility.
Tamika
Catchings, a gold medal winner. She's going to be playing.
They better have a little ceremony for her.
Was this your idea?
Is this the first game back? Yes. This is something that they've been wanting to do. Matt and Caitlin are so excited.
Are Matt and Caitlin going with
They're taking him. It's their gift to him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be us two, or those two, and then me and...
A lady.
Yeah.
Who had been freshly...
Nora Jones is going with you? That's so cool.
Well, no, she's been freshly eaten for breakfast. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you? Stop.
She's blushing again.
So that's the evening. We passed over lunch. Oh, wait, well, you're basically going to be here at lunch.
So we're having chocolate cake.
Chocolate
icing for his birthday.
Can you hand me another pair of headphones? These are short now.
We could get him some Chipotle.
Really?
He likes Chipotle.
Yeah, what do you want?
Qdoba.
Can I ramrod that project?
You could do Qdoba.
Do they deliver?
Qdoba. No, you got to go. He just lives up the street.
John Mayer playing all day. Got to listen to some John Mayer.
Gravity.
What's
little,
the one where he
flat
looks
over there?
Yeah, you got a little flat. I nailed it.
By the way, Al Jackson was singing the other day. It was terrible. No one said anything on the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was bad. Oh, it was bad.
Today?
Yesterday, the Bell Biv DeVoe.
Now you know.
Poison.
He was singing. I was like, dude,
can't trust what?
Can't trust a big button to smile back, girl. It's poison.
Hey, that sounded pretty good.
That was good.
That wasn't bad.
We nailed. We nailed.
Yeah. Thus. You do kind of like
the big butt and the smile.
Big butt and the smile. There it is.
When they write the song about you,
you're shaped
you can
like
sing
a black.
It.
Okay, I black girl.
I'm
I shouldn't
sure.
say shaped like a black.
Can I tell you, Jess? I just realized you are shaped exactly like a girl I knew in high school, and she was real cool. Her name was Cheryl.
Not pretty at all.
No, she was pretty gal.
No, yeah.
She actually went into the army, I believe.
Yeah.
But her name was Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
But her nickname,
Booty,
unbeknownst to her, was Peril. Because she was shaped like a pear.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Gotcha.
I just realized this after all these years I've known you. I'm like, you're just like Cheryl.
Yeah, I am a little pear-shaped.
It's more of a pear. It's more of an hourglass.
I think so.
Yeah. You got the...
Okay. What was that?
Sorry. Anyway, so dinner. Then you're
the Taz. Hey, you guys. There. No. So you got.
Do you have fond memories of any birthday when you were a kid?
Ooh, my favorite birthday was I was a sophomore in college. I went and did an open mic at a.
Did we know
bar?
You then?
No, this is when I just started comedy.
Well.
I went and did an open mic at a bar, and I bombed. And when I was getting off stage, I go, I should have just stayed home. And then I knocked the mic stand over with the mic. And my parents forgot about my birthday that year. So that was my favorite.
No.
Straight up forgot.
Just straight up forgot. They've done that twice. They thought it's the 28th instead of the 26th.
I get my sixes
and somebody else's
up.
Birthday the 28th?
Karen?
No, because everyone in my family, their birthday is June. Even? June, and then there's like a couple July, and then it's just
you and
nothing until... No, just June. Everyone's in June, and then it's me in August, and then...
Your mom and dad's birthday's in June?
My dad's in February. He's the other oddball out.
Okay. So your mom and your brother are in June.
Right. And then my my cousin, my grandpa. I think my grandma's was, but she's dead.
I think in every family there is a month that's heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. Ours is February, March. It's a lot of birthdays.
Have you tracked it back? Mm-hmm. Like if you track mine back, August 26th, my parents...
Oh, they did it. It was your dad's birthday.
No. Christmas.
Christmas.
So he woke up Christmas morning and
stuffed some stockings.
Had a little.
Oh, that's Karen. Sorry.
Did she have a little? For breakfast. And then,
oh yeah. He had a little appetizer for breakfast, and that's it wasn't enough.
I'm done.
Karen, damn it!
Oh, sorry.
They would have had your brother already.
Yeah.
Right?
So he would have been.
His birthday's in June.
Thanksgiving is that.
No. Halloween.
Halloween. Ah.
So when's his birthday? June?
Trick or treat, baby. Oh.
Yeah. Halloween, yeah.
See?
I got a great
mom
question.
Mom dressed up like a sexy maid.
I have a great question. Does your dad have a pet name for your mom that you heard, heard him say?
Is it Puss?
Damn it, Karen.
Karen. Karen.
There's something about that kid.
Karen?
Yes.
Why did you do that, Karen? They would have never found it.
He watched Goodfellas for the
first time. That's $60,000 worth of... I don't know if he says cocaine. What it was. Cocaine?
Yeah.
Anyways.
There's a kid that we know that we joke that he thinks his name is Goddammit Joe. Because it's always, Goddammit Joe. Oh,
damn it, Bobby.
Yeah.
It's my Hank Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Damn it, Bobby.
Damn it, Bobby.
I think Cosby had a bit about that.
I loved that. Yeah.
King of the Hill?
My dad's name's Jesus Christ. My brother's damn it. My name's Jesus Christ.
Because
he yells Jesus.
Do you guys ever wonder that? Like, I know that we've talked about it before, speaking what people consider the Lord's name in vain. You say Jesus Christ or God damn it.
I don't think Jesus Christ is in vain.
You don't think so?
You just say, I guess if you say it.
Oh, if you just say the name.
With hate in your heart, I guess. Jesus Christ.
If you got hate in your heart, let it out.
He's right about that. Do it for Jeff. I think of it as a birthday gift.
That's a birthday gift.
That's right.
No, but I used to not. Like I would not say it because I was so scared that was going to be the thing that would send me to hell as a kid. So I never said God or God damn it or Jesus Christ. But as an adult, some of the people I know with the absolute worst mouths, my mother, really, 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 like, get super offended if you say those. I mean, people that will verbally undress you and tear you apart, mm-hmm. but if you say Jesus Christ, they will lose their minds.
Yeah.
I had no feeling one way or the other about it in my language until, like, I'm going to say 7 or 8 years ago or so. I don't know what happened, but
Chick still says it. He don't say that.
I don't say JC. GD. I don't say GD. I kind of wince when I hear it said.
Yeah, I
just
do too.
I just don't.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why, but
and
I just
even on
don't.
The air, that gets.
Oh, that gets a lot of
that
email.
Gets more,
I bet.
Yeah.
I used to say it instead of, because now I go, son of a, sometimes. But I used to say, and I get away with it. Yeah. And
damn it.
I mean, technically, it's. Yeah, right. Yeah. Mr. Obvious said, God. Yeah. And see, I can't. Yeah, never mind.
I don't know.
That's just me.
There's some, I don't know. Something flipped in me that
maybe
it is,
I'm silly.
It is to
it's
me.
Okay.
It is just no. It's not that it's okay. Oh. It's just words.
It's because your mom
sure.
gets so upset about
it's
it.
That's
and she
probably what
have
it is.
The...
No, probably what it is. Yeah. Gets so upset.
Well, no. There's always the thinking that they're just words. Sure.
For me, there's no guy that's up there going, just said my name again. You know. So.
Jeff, have you heard your mom cuss?
Not really.
Yeah,
no,
I never have really either.
Really?
Yeah, I've never heard her cuss.
But like when I'm watching a football game, say Patriots playoff game, in the basement at my parents' house,
Let's say Patriots Ravens and Ray Rice 80-yard touchdown run or something.
Oh, that was the worst. 2009, that was the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a slew of just fucks, and my dad doesn't care. No one cares, and I'm watching it. But if I say GD, quiet down in there. Come on. What are you doing?
Yeah.
My mom has to watch upstairs, by the way.
She's not allowed.
She's
is
bad
everybody
luck.
In your family Patriots fans?
They support it because I do, yeah. Oh. We always watch them together.
Are you the favorite? Nice. Are you the favorite child?
Oh God, yes. See, I don't know. Yeah, but no. Yeah, Karen's bad luck, so she sits upstairs in the office.
Do you do this when you watch a game? I mean, you change jerseys or change shirts or take a jersey off and throw it in the bedroom and then walk back again. And then, oh, absolutely.
During commercial breaks, you have to run around the table clockwise. In the old house, the new house, we lost because we don't have a routine set.
Yeah, I don't have anything like that, but I definitely am keyed into the jersey. Like if the Riggins isn't hitting it, I get the Jurgensen and then I have a Kerrigan. And,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I wear my
That's 100%. Arrogance.
It's
that
arrogant.
You think you know that your jersey is going to affect the outcome of a game
that's interesting.
Hundreds of miles away.
Because I think I heard Rush Limbaugh make this argument about our environment. And he said, that's just pure arrogance. If you think we have an effect on our surroundings and pollution, Earth has been here millions of years, and it'll be here for millions of years. Or something like that. I'm pretty close to what he said.
Now, give me that bottle of Vicodin.
Leave him alone.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's where you...
Was it hydrocodone?
That's where your opinions don't differ.
There's hydrocodone. There's oxycodone.
Oxy. That's what he got.
Oxy's a little better.
Oxycontin.
I swear.
And I've had some Oxy that'll make you go deaf. Oh, yeah. It's pretty good stuff.
I can't handle any of that stuff.
Nope.
I'm very sensitive.
It stops you up. You're a delicate flower. We all know it. Yeah.
Sensitive. That's what's that thing from? Oh, that's Major Payne. Do you guys remember that movie?
That's a great movie.
That
I
is
never,
a,
I've never seen it.
Sensitive.
Sensitive.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
I know he used that accent through the whole thing.
Oh my gosh. I could probably recite that entire movie.
I wouldn't get on your
I
GD
loved
nerves.
It. Loved it.
Who's the main character in that?
One of the Wayans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's one of those.
Damon.
The good
Wayans.
Yes.
Damon Wayans. His son's an actor. He does a lot of TV stuff.
Is he a junior?
I was a big fan. I don't know. Maybe.
He's on, what show was that?
He was Happy Endings.
Yes.
He was on that. Mm-hmm.
You know about Happy Endings.
Is he a gorgeous man?
A hand
job. Oh, I know what
I think he's very
handsome.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I think all the Wayans are very handsome.
Yeah, they're good looking. They're good looking.
Except Keenan. Keenan has kind of an alien look to him.
He's just the thinner one.
His head looks more light bulbish than the other, don't you think?
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Who's the oldest one?
Keenan.
I would think.
Yeah.
He's the youngest.
No, Keenan is the one who... Yeah. There's Keenan, Marlon, Damon.
Marlon, yeah.
And Marlon and Damon are twins, aren't they? Or
shut up. Now you're
fraternal,
making stuff.
Fraternal, not identical. Isn't there a girl? She was one of the fly girls,
one.
Right?
There's one girl, I think. Homie Don't Play That. That's all I know.
Oh, so good.
That was funny for about 30 seconds.
Oh, stop it.
Hated it. I love that.
I like the little, was it David Alan Greer, one of them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Off the air, he had a story about who used to be one of
Sean.
The
Sean
fly
is
girls.
The most Sean handsome Wayne. One.
Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
Was one of the fly girls.
Oh, yeah,
she
was one of the fly girls, yeah.
And he said he was telling the story off the air and refused to tell it on the air.
Where, who is this?
David Alan Greer.
Oh, go ahead.
He got I forget what the term he used, but it was more or less the hi-hat disrespected from Jennifer Lopez. And he was saying, I remember you when you were one of the fly girls and you act like you don't know me or something like that. It was very funny what he was doing.
I believe it.
David Alan Greer, I worked with him one time over Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. He was. I think that might have been the same.
The Greg Warren one? Did you write him a car?
Oh, no, because he had a private green room. I wasn't allowed in there, so I sat in the liquor closet at the comedy club.
Broad Ripple or downtown?
Broad Ripple.
Oh.
So it comes time to call David Alan Greer on stage, and I'm up there and I go, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for David Alan Greer. Nowhere in sight, and I'm just standing there in front of 320 people.
Everyone applauding, but nothing's happening.
Uh-huh, yep. And I go, ladies and gentlemen, David Alan Greer. Nothing. And then all of a sudden, I see the club doors open, someone sprinting, and then he comes up and shakes my hand, and he was like, I'm so sorry. And then, turns out he was watching the Winter Olympics in the green room and got sidetracked and just didn't show. Oh, it was the most terrified I've ever been. Just
so it
it
was 14 then, right, I guess? It must have been 2 years ago.
I think right. Is it 14 or 13?
14.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah. So terrified. And then the club owner pulls me aside and tears me apart because he wasn't ready, which I have nothing to do with that. And she's like, when you're up there, you need to do a little dance or something. Entertain them. And I was like, yeah, that's what they want to see.
Yeah, I'm a monkey.
Some skinny little kid dancing on stage. That'll keep them entertained.
Now, need a pair of cymbals to bash together.
How many weigh-ins do you think there are?
Six.
Yeah, I'm going to say four.
But that are actual siblings together?
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking six or seven.
There's 10.
Oh my gosh.
Are you kidding me?
Dwayne, Keenan, Damon, Kim, Sean, Marlon, Nadia, Elvira, Deidre, Vonnie.
Elvira.
How old's the oldest?
You know Kim. Kim is the one that was
Kim
on.
Kim was on the Fly Girls.
No, she wasn't a Fly Girl. She was an actress. Fly Girl. Yeah. She was an actress, motherfucker. Sorry. Yeah, but yeah.
See why I don't disagree with her?
So we were talking about Jeff growing up, and you bought your first car.
Correct.
Full on.
Uh-huh. I mean,
straight up.
Put more than half down.
More than half down.
And you had a crazy experience from that.
Yeah.
And we talked about it last time. We were a little convoluted. We were kind of jumping around.
We were.
But it was an entire cluster.
We jumped around a lot because that story should confuse you because we were confused. We had no idea what was going on, so I hope you had no idea.
I don't know why you gave... Ted was...
Why'd you give Jason all this power in buying the car?
I didn't give power. Yeah. I did not give power. I was there for pure support and making sure Jeff made all the decisions.
Yeah. Anyways, my bank called me last night.
Last night?
To, apologize. And like, hey, maybe we can work something out here and figure this out.
Last night?
A little late.
You think they heard heard about the podcast?
Hopefully.
I bet that's what happened.
I almost called back and said, I'm sitting in my car right now, and I already have a hand job getting playlist that I play in my car. Don't worry about financing it. Goodbye.
Click. Nice.
What was her name?
Brenda. She was very nice, though. She's great.
But you had a conversation with her?
She called me on voicemail. I didn't respond.
Oh, she left a message. Okay.
I'm playing hard to get.
Send to voicemail.
Yep.
So what's in this playlist?
Gravity!
It's a lot of John Mayer, a lot of...
Gravity! Thank you.
Nailed it.
Thank you very much.
You're coming in flat, Jess. You gotta...
Can't trust a big bun, a smile. That girl is poison.
That's your song.
That's my song.
That's pretty good.
That was good.
We are right there together.
But yeah, no.
We might have an act. We could do this when we go out and do live shows. Ooh. Oh, by the way, if you want to do live shows, for those of you who have been complaining about our commercial choices, you can go.
The fuck is wrong with you?
You can also send me some emails about where you think we should do the podcast live. And then
And then we won't do it.
And then we won't do it.
Chick will get real excited leading up to it. And then a few days. Yeah.
Where is the ball dropped on that? Is it me? Is it my fault we're not going out live?
No. It's on me.
No, it's not on you.
I think it's on her.
Just dialing
had a plan to go to Cincinnati.
Well, that's fallen through.
Well, that was one plan.
No,
there's
Chick is really
plan.
Confusing plans.
Yeah,
because
we're
going to the same state, so he just decided to mush the ideas together, and they're not the same.
I thought we were going to
this music festival.
We're not doing that.
No, you said, can we go to that music festival? And we said no.
You all said yes.
No, we didn't.
Yes,
I didn't.
You did.
No, I didn't.
No, we didn't.
That's the weekend What's-Her-Face's birthday is.
What's-Her-Face?
What? Katie. Oh.
His daughter.
The little one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to be 13.
Her and Max are close in age.
Yeah. It would take
what's
two
your
Katie's
problem,
to
Tibber?
He yawned, and so his eyes look watery.
Are we going to the other one? October?
I got a call about
that's
that.
That's different.
It's hard. I don't have much extra time.
I right know. Now. That's the thing. So why don't you give it to me, and I can ask. I can call.
I'll try to do it. You're always busy, too.
Yeah,
you
but
do
I've...
more than all
well,
of us
who's
every
just
day.
Sitting around talking to their dead father? Who has time to do...
Yeah, why aren't you... Why don't you ask Waco if he can call the club and get this taken care of for us? Sorry.
You're busy packing.
I'm just saying, you don't know there's other dimensions.
There sure is. Just be right underneath.
There might be some roaming charges.
See,
but
here's the thing. A lot of people say, it's the Chick McGee Show, yada, yada. You must be in charge. That couldn't be further from the truth. It's you two that are in charge. Vibbert and I are just along for the ride.
Oh, no. I'm even below you. There's those two up there. There's Chicken. There's me. I'll find out about stuff.
I don't know.
When am I going to be on the Vibbert podcast again? I think
whenever
you want. I'm long overdue.
Yeah, whenever you want.
All right. Let me know about that.
Let me know so I can come and crash it.
No, no. I didn't crash yours last time.
No, you didn't crash mine the second time.
Well, this is my second time.
You did the first time. I didn't crash yours the first time.
I didn't crash yours. All by yours.
Oh. That was a good shot, actually.
He just hit me in the face.
He just hit you in the cheek with that. Did it? I think it bounced onto the floor.
Was that an M&M?
Nope, it was a rubber band.
I'll find it.
It was a rubber band.
Smacked me in the face with. We won't go to lunch now.
What's happening? Really?
Yeah, when things get awkward, I don't know if you guys know this about Chick, when things get awkward and he doesn't like it anymore, he throws something at you. He's done it with me in restaurants. There's something that makes
him... When did I do that? Was it a paper straw wrapper?
No, probably, and poke me in the eye, or he'll flick me in the head. Like, he gets oddly...
What are you
like,
talking about?
...physical when things get awkward.
Let's get oddly physical.
Physical. I want to get physical.
Oddly physical.
You weren't even born when that song came out.
Oddly physical.
Doesn't mean I can't jam
to
it.
No, I know, but I go, oh my God.
I'm tired of this when people look at... I wasn't born when that happened. You know, I know who won the Civil War, but I wasn't born. Okay?
That's so the worst what does that example
have to,
possible.
What does that have to do with...
No, actually, I think I find it fascinating because my kids, and your kids probably this way, Jess, mm-hmm. they, like, how do you know that song?
We just had this conversation. And he was like, that's classic rock. And I was like, it came out in 93. He goes, exactly. And I was like, you little turd.
Yeah.
Max is the one you had that conversation
yeah,
with.
He
right?
listens
yeah.
to a lot of classic rock, but it was not classic rock.
His favorite
it was
band,
like grunge.
Journey, is that right?
Journey. Yeah, he listens to a lot of stuff. He's all over the place.
Does he listen to anything new?
Yeah.
So Friday's podcast will be...
The birthday celebration.
A birthday celebration for Jeff Vibbert.
Can we have a little PowerPoint of like baby pictures of me?
You want to go ahead and put that together?
Yeah, no.
Why don't you email them to me and I'll put it together.
Okay.
Did we get through the perfect birthday?
I think so.
I think we left off at lunch. But I know you're going to a WNBA game, but would that be part of your...
Saturday night.
Yeah.
He's going to dinner with his boo thing.
Yeah, I'm going to dinner at a place called Bluebeard. I'm excited to check that out.
I've heard of it. I've never
been. Yeah, I've only been there for like meat and cheese and stuff like that.
Amelia's Bakery's in there. No?
Is it? I don't know.
Who's Amelia? Why does she have a bakery?
Is it like Taylor's Bakery or is it just bread?
No, it's really good bread.
Donuts? They have donuts?
Nope.
Just bread?
Croissants?
Oh, would you like me a croissant?
Brioche?
All right, not to jump back around again. Obviously, we're done with your perfect day.
Yeah.
What... Where are we on the live appearance for the podcast?
Well, I need to make a call.
We just had this conversation, and it made me oddly physical. Are we going to do
You hit me in the face with a rubber band.
From 30 feet, it barely touched your face.
Okay, I'll remember that. My foot barely touches your butt.
Who was I talking to? Oh.
It had to have been one of the three of us.
I was... No, we were talking about Burn After Reading. And do you remember when we were watching Burn After Reading and when Brad Pitt gets shot in the face?
Yeah.
And you punched me. Do you remember punching me in the arm as hard as you could when that happened?
Yeah, because you didn't tell me. You know I can't handle things like that. Especially this. There was no, like he opens the closet door and shoots him in the face.
And smiling. Hi, how's it? Boom!
And shoots him in the face.
Yeah, that happens.
I was That's so distraught.
So are we going to be live with the podcast or not?
Let's hope someday we will.
That's not an answer.
Let's celebrate today.
Oh, yeah. Seize the day. Oh, no, he's holding his head like that. That's not good for us.
Thank you for listening to the Chick McGee Show. Tell your friends. It's on Podcast One every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. A new episode. Also,
we can't stand it anymore.
Also available wherever you get swell podcasts. Be sure and check out Vibbert and the Jeff Vibbert Show at Vibbert.com. And visit Pete the Planner.
And if you have a birthday, you know.
PeteThePlanner.com/MDP, Million Dollar Plan. I'm Chick McGee. That's Jason. That's Jess. That's Jeff. Thanks for listening.
Good night, everybody!
There's nothing like the thrill of a last-second victory. That buzzer beater from 20 feet out. The game-winning field goal that just makes it as the clock ticks down. That great limited-time deal on a new 2017 Volkswagen at the Volkswagen Model Year-End Event. We need to make room for the 2018s, so this could be your last chance to get a great deal on select 2017 Volkswagen models. Visit your nearest Volkswagen dealer for a test drive today. But hurry, because the clock is ticking and we can't call time out.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail. And then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia state troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.